what I can. Change in me, give me courage to rise, to stand and believe, and the wisdom to know what I need to leave. Oh, I'm trusting you daily, faithfully.
Hey, family, and welcome back to Sacred Singleness. Now, listen. Before we jump into our next full episode, I needed to pause here for a second. God spoke to me. And when he speaks to me, best believe I'm going to make a pause. But we've been talking about preparing for godly relationships. And the truth is, God can send us the right person. But if we're not ready, we can actually mess it up. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to be the reason I miss out on something good that God is trying to bless me with. So, and I've already feel like I have. So that's why I was put in my heart to do this. So today, let's talk about how to recognize the difference between God's timing and our preparation, and how to make sure we don't sabotage the very thing that we've been praying for. And I'm going to be completely raw and honest with you. For so long, I prayed for God to send me a godly man, a man that will love my child, a man that would respect me, a man that whatever the case might be that I haven't had in the past. And I truly believe that he sent me that man. And it wasn't that I was bad or I did anything wrong. It's just that, like I said in my previous one, I feel like we had things to work on separately, whether we ever come back together or not. But I feel like in a way I sabotaged it, right? Because of my mouth. And it wasn't that I was saying anything bad or wrongful, right? But I was bringing out things that I felt like needed to be said. And so I feel like my mouth was the culprit. I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm not going to go into details. I did apologize to this person because once I do realize my faults, I do one thing about me is if I realize something, I am going to apologize and I am going to correct it. But God was working in me. And as I got closer to him, I started realizing a lot more things. So I feel like I sabotaged the blessing he gave me. That's how I feel. Now, whether it's true or not, I don't know, but I feel that way. And so let's keep it real, okay? So how many of us have prayed, Lord, send me someone godly, send me a partner, send me love. But then when somebody good actually showed up, we actually weren't ready. We thought we were. But we weren't, because we had a lot of other things to heal, right? So sometimes it's not that God hasn't answered us. It's that we weren't prepared to steward the answer. Think about it. God can send someone kind, but if, you know, I haven't healed my trust issues, I'll push them away. And God can send someone patient, but if I'm carrying bitterness from my past, I might test that patience until it breaks. And God can send someone who's ready to love me well, right? But if I don't even know how to receive love, I'll sabotage it. And fam, let's be honest, you know, the right person at the wrong time can still feel like the wrong person. And that's why preparation matters. And so let's bring in the word. In the parable of the 10 virgins in Matthew 25, five were wise and bought extra oil, right? And five were foolish and unprepared. So when the bridegroom came, but only the prepared ones were ready to go in. And that story isn't just about marriage, you know, it's about readiness. And, you know, God can open the door, but if we haven't prepared our oil, we'll miss it, right? And in Proverbs 19:2, it says, desire without knowledge is not good. So how much more will hasty feet miss the way? Meaning it's not enough to just want something. You need wisdom and preparation to walk in it. And even in Genesis, when Adam was already working, already tending to the garden, right? Already walking with God before Eve ever showed up. Preparation came first, and then the partnership, right? It came second. So the question is, are we preparing or are we just wishing? So let me throw out some real life examples, and I want you to think about which one feels like you, right? So for single women, you know, God, right? Maybe God sends you a man who actually respects you. But because you're so used to chaos and so used to drama, you don't trust it, right? So you sabotage it by questioning his motive instead of letting him prove himself. I see this time and time and time again. Men, my single men, maybe God sends you a woman who's patient and godly, but because you haven't learned how to communicate your feelings, she feels shut out. I know I have. Coming from a woman's perspective, I'm talking to you single men. When you guys don't communicate your feelings or what is going on with you or your struggles, it makes us feel shut out. It makes us feel like you don't trust us enough to do that. And not because, you know, you think, you know, not because we, how do I put this? You've gone through so much trauma in your past and trust issues that you think we're going to be the same and hurt you. You got to give everybody the benefit of the doubt, okay? Let's call it lead with discernment, right? You got to have discernment. And if this person's been with you, if this girl that you're dating has been with you and have shown you nothing but love, what's the problem, right? It's your trauma. And because you haven't learned how to communicate your feelings, the female feels shut. She feels shut out, right? And not because she wasn't the right one, but because you weren't ready. So that's something you guys have to work on. And to my single parents, my man and my women who are single parents, maybe God sends someone who's ready to love not just you, but your kids too. But if you haven't set those healthy boundaries that I was talking about earlier in the previous episode, or if you let fear rule, you may block them out before they even have a chance to prove themselves safe. So do you see what I mean? The issue isn't always God's timing. Sometimes it's our lack of preparation. So how do we prepare so we don't sabotage it, right? What are some steps that we can take? And I'm going to give you these steps because I've had to step into these steps to make me heal. So I won't mess it next time, whether it's with the same person or somebody new. So the first thing we have to do is heal. So if you got any unhealed wounds, don't wait until you're in a relationship to deal with them. You need to go ahead and do the work now, okay? Go to therapy if you need to. Pray, community, whatever you need to do, do it. Because if you don't deal with the unhealed wounds, they're going to continue to be there. They're going to be surfaced level. They're going to be right there showing up at every relationship you attempt. So you say, she didn't work out. The next one will. No, the next one will not work out. He or she will not work out because you have unhealed trauma. And practice healthy communication. Don't just magically learn to listen. You know, apologize or express feelings once you're in love. Okay, start practicing those skills with friends, with coworkers, or even family. Or if you have someone close to you that loves you, talk to them. Express your feelings. You know, do not wait till you get into a relationship, because if you don't express them now, you're not going to express them in a relationship, no matter how safe that person might feel, because you are always going to think that person's going to be out to get me, or that person's going to use my weakness to come back and try to destroy me or put me down. We got to stop getting those. We got to take those mindsets and those ideas out of our heads. That is the devil speaking to us. And yes, I know we're living in a world right now where people utilize our weaknesses and our struggles and whatever the case might be to when there's a problem, they bring it up and surface it back around to hurt us and to wound us. But that's when you have to use discernment, right? The person that you're dating should not be someone who is out to get you. You should know that by the way they treat you. Again, you have to really pay attention to how they talk to you, treat you, how they bring peace or chaos into your life. Somebody who's bringing constant chaos to your life and bringing her concerns or his concerns to you in a disrespectful manner or an out of place manner, that one's not the person for you. They need to heal themselves. But if someone's coming to you out of love and bringing things to you in a respectful, kind, and calm manner, take it. Take it. And if you don't agree, respond back with, well, I don't agree with this because X, Y, and Z. Again, communication. You need to learn how to set boundaries, okay? Know your standards, know your value. Boundaries protect what God is building. But remember, don't build walls. Go back into my other episode where I talked about, you know, not building walls so high that God can't even reach you. Protect and guard your heart, but don't let it stop you from finding love, okay? Build self-discipline. If you can't control your temper now or your spending or your impulses, when you get in that relationship, that won't fix it. You need to work on it now, okay? Don't let anything, not everything requires a response, okay? And invite God in. Don't just pray for a spouse. Pray for preparation. Ask God to shape you into the person, you know, who can love and be loved in a healthy way too. Now, I'm going to talk really quick to my single moms and dads. You know, I know it's easy to say I'm too busy preparing for myself, let alone for someone else. Okay, but remember, you know, that the preparation, it's also your child's preparation. When you, as a parent, model healthy boundaries, your kids learn from them, right? I'm trying that myself with my son. When you heal your wounds, you break the cycles, those cycles that the devil has you on, that rinse and repeat cycle. I also spoke on rinse and repeat, not here on my podcast, but in my personal Instagram. I spoke about the rinse and repeat cycle that the devil has us on. When we prepare for godly relationships, we're not just blessing ourselves. We're planting seeds for our kids to see what love looks like God's way. That way, when they grow, they have an example to look back on. That's why it's very important not to just, you know, just date anybody just because, especially when you have children. It's very important to keep the peace of your child and you. Because every single time you get a heartbreak, you don't think your child sees that, and they get the cries and the attitude and the I'm not, you know, your depressive state. That's not okay. But let me encourage you, don't let guilt or shame stop you, okay? Your story is not too messy, you know, for God to redeem you. Just because you're a single parent doesn't make you less valuable than a parent that doesn't have a child. We all commit mistakes. And I'm not saying our children are mistakes, but what I'm saying we all commit mistakes is we, A, had children outside of marriage. That's what I mean. Not that our children are a mistake, but the action that we took upon ourselves before our children got here. That's where we messed up, you know? And for those that are divorced, you know, it's okay. Maybe that marriage was not godly, you know? It was, again, formed by the devil. You know, like I mentioned before, preparation isn't about being perfect. It's about being intentional. So let's ask ourselves some honest questions. Like, if God sent the right person tomorrow, what part of me still would be ready or still wouldn't be ready to receive them? Okay. And am I asking God for a blessing while refusing to do the work to hold it? And one last question. What practical step could I start this week? Not next month, not next year. Okay, this week, to prepare myself for godly love. And take a moment to actually sit with those questions. Don't just write them down, respond to it, and keep it moving. No, sit with those questions, journal them, pray over them. I always tell people, pray over your questions and your answers and talk them through with a trusted friend. Okay. So let's go ahead and close in prayer. Lord, thank you. Lord, thank you for being a God of preparation, not just blessing. We confess the times we've prayed for relationships, but ignore the work you were calling us to do. Today, we ask you to help us prepare. For my sisters, give them courage to heal, wisdom to discern, and strength to stand firm. For my brothers, give them discipline, humility, and leadership rooted in you. For us single parents, give us the peace and guidance as we prepare our hearts and homes for what's ahead. Lord, don't let us sabotage what you're sending. Make us ready, make us whole and steady so that when your timing comes, we can walk in it with joy. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And thank you, family, for leaning into this pause with me. And you remember, the right person is a blessing, but only if we're ready to receive them. Don't despise preparation. It's God's way of protecting your promise. I'll see you guys next time on Sacred Singleness. Until then, keep preparing, keep healing, and keep trusting God with your story. Until next time, bye.
I'm letting it be. Lord, grant me serenity.